Welcome back. Let's get after it, listeners. I'm Lisa Khalifa, and I'm joined by my co-host, Caitlin Phillips, today. And I know we're a little late into it now, but I haven't talked to you guys since last year, so happy New Year.
Happy New Year is right.
How are you doing today, Caitlin?
I'm good. I'm a little sleepy. It was kind of like a bit of a hectic day.
Yes, you were telling me earlier.
I was.
You were.
I had a little bit of like a makeup fiasco.
Yes.
Which it makes sense because obviously we have like a makeup guest on the podcast today. But basically I woke up so late, 8 a.m., which, guys, hear me out.
For Caitlin.
For me, that is like noon or like 1 p.m., okay?
Yeah.
That's so late. So I'm rushing to get out of the house because I have to get a ride, and the only ride I can get is at like 9 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
So I throw some makeup into a bag, and I'm like, okay, well, when I get there, I'll have a little bit of time, you know, to put on makeup because I have to be on camera today. I'm going to be talking to a makeup artist. I want to look nice, okay? And then I realized I forgot my little detail brush for my eyebrows.
No.
So in the room that I was in, the only thing I had access to was a plastic spoon. So
not even a fork, like a spoon.
No, literally a spoon.
Oh no.
And so, yeah, I did my eyebrows with a spoon.
Do you use like a gel product or?
No. What's it was like an eyeshadow.
Oh, okay, a powder with a spoon.
Yeah. It was kind of difficult, but it worked out.
It did. They look great.
Thank you.
And
thank
like you so said, much. What a fitting story for today, because our guest is Marissa Jackson, who's a creative and makeup artist that has brought the entrepreneurial mindset to every facet of her college experience. Hi, Marissa.
Hi. Thank you guys for having me.
Thank you for joining us.
Yes, I'm so excited. So,
yay. How are things going? How are you doing?
I'm doing great. You know, things are going good. I technically kind of have like three businesses, but it's really like two. So, okay. But it's like one in the works. So it's like three.
Oh, multifaceted.
So,
to dive into that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we will jump into that. But just in general, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah. So I'm Marissa Jackson, like you mentioned earlier. I am entrepreneurship major with a minor in advertising. I'm a senior this year, so I'm graduating. Ooh. I'm so excited about that. On my like free time, as you guys may know, I heard that Caitlin has mentioned it. I am a makeup artist, so I do makeup on the side when I'm not in class or on the weekends. I also been started selling lashes, so that's good. It's called Minx by Marissa, which is pretty good. Let's see. Oh, and then I have like a makeup brand coming out too, which is called Beauty Case, which was what I pitched for the CB Idea Pitch competition last year.
Yes. Yeah, and you actually placed in that competition.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. What made you decide to major in entrepreneurship and start your own business?
Yeah, you know what? When I was in the sixth grade, we had like this project, but I was always a very like creative person. But back in the sixth grade, we had this project called Secret Society, and you had to create your own business. So we had to learn about business in our classes and like what entrepreneurship was, what were profits and things like that. And like I gravitated so much towards it, and it made me like it's like a light bulb rolled up in my eyes, and it made me want to like do it. So I'm like, oh my God, like this entrepreneurship thing is like pretty cool. And then by the time the project Secret Society got around, and we came up with what we want to sell and things like that to our consumers, I was one of the top finalist people that made a lot of money.
Oh wow!
Yeah, nice. I didn't win the grand prize, but I was like in the top three.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Oh cool.
Yeah, so that's when like my entrepreneurship spirit started, and that's when I knew that I wanted to be an entrepreneur. So I was about 11 years old. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
So early.
It's cool. Yeah, it's cool that you had like access to that program and everything, and that like that came your way.
Yeah
So it's really cool that you kind of like got your start that early and you gained that interest. So we've heard some rumors, and we think we've heard you mention a few times, but we wanted to clarify, have you been to cosmetology school?
Yes, I have.
Yes.
I was in cosmetology school for 2 years back in high school. I have not got my cosmetology license yet, and that's something I've been working on, but I actually called, like, state board. I was, like, trying to figure out, like, hey, do my hours expire? Like, what date do I have to get my license by? And they told me, oh, your license doesn't expire. So I am actually in the Entrepreneurial Experience 2 class, and in that class, we have to, like, you know, like, basically do our business and, like, see it out, see it through. And I was like, you know, making like getting my cosmetology license a milestone and for the class.
Yeah.
And I'm like, so much going on this semester. I don't think I'm gonna have time to get my license on top of everything that I have to do.
Yeah.
So basically, I'm planning to get my license maybe by the end of this year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Or like early next year or something. But yeah, I'm just gonna hold off until that until later because it's not really a necessary need right now. Like I'm getting clients and mm-hmm. things like that. Mm-hmm. Like I'm expanding in different business ventures. So I don't think it's really a necessary need, but I know I need it. So yeah. I'm gonna get it though. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just quickly on that, what inspired you going into like makeup and artistry mm-hmm. like that?
Yeah. You know what? So like I said, doing like the Secret Society project back in when I was in sixth grade, that was mm-hmm. great. But you know what? When I was in the ninth grade, I was having like this, maybe not goes with this, but it kind of does. So I was having issues with like my hair mm-hmm. and like trying to figure out like different like hair products and things like that. And I'm just like, I don't like none of the hair products on the market. And I'm mm-hmm. like, what if I make my own hair products? And then I was like, oh my God, that's a good idea. I should like make my own hair products. So I'm like, you know what? I gotta know what, like, how does hair work? So that's when I decided to go to cosmetology school and like enter cosmetology school in like the 10th grade. And then I got in. Mm-hmm. And then about 11th grade and 12th, I was in cosmetology school. So I'm like, oh my God, like, let me just join cosmetology school to figure out how does it work with hair. But then I started getting into makeup. I picked up an eyeshadow palette like one day at mm-hmm. like Walgreens or CVS. And I picked up this eyeshadow palette and I just like started like doing my eyeshadow and like just experimenting with the colors. I guess like the girly girl aspect of it like drew me into mm-hmm. makeup because like I'm like a girly girl. Like as you can tell, like I'm really girly girly. So like the makeup aspect of it like drew me in. And I'm like, you know what? I think I want to be a makeup artist. But at the time, when I was in cosmetology school, it wasn't really a lot of people that were allowing me to do their makeup. Mm. So it really didn't boil over until like I got into like college. And when I got into college, a lot of people loved how I did my makeup. And they was like, I wish you could do my makeup. And then I'm like, oh, yeah, that's cool. So then I came to LaunchNet, and I talked to Zach. And I was telling him, like, I think I should, like, open my own, like, makeup business. He was like, yeah, that would be great. And then eventually I opened it like a week later and he was like so surprised. He was like,
quick turnaround.
Yeah, he was like, you do that so fast. I'm like, yeah, like I literally went to Walmart, bought like a whole bunch of makeup products, and then I got like a whole makeup kit, and then I just like made a booking site, and then I just started posting on like Instagram and like getting people. So
Yeah. I mean, that's like how you have to do it though. You just have to dive in and go for it.
Right.
Yeah.
Even if everything isn't like sorted out to perfection mm-hmm. at that point.
Yeah.
And so many makeup artists are mostly like self-taught these days too. Yeah. It's like there's really like no barrier to entry.
Yeah, especially with like things like YouTube and TikTok. It's so easy mm-hmm. to like learn how to do your own makeup. But you know, actually it's kind of not common anymore for people to know how to do their own makeup because like a lot mm-hmm. of my clients that come to me, they say they try to watch tutorials and things like that and they still can get their makeup to go mm-hmm. how like it looks on the video.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. that's why that's getting into my next business venture.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, but that's why I decided to create Beauty Case because Beauty Case is I wanted to make a makeup kit with tutorials designed to teach women how to apply makeup. And by me being like a professional makeup artist, I mm-hmm. feel that it would be beneficial for them to like learn the videos from me and watch the video maybe on YouTube. And then it'll be a step-by-step video. And then that video, they're able to like pause or they're able to like go back if they need to and like to learn a step. And like I'll go like extremely slow and I'll be very like beginner friendly.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Get your business questions answered by a lawyer for free. LaunchNet's Ask a Lawyer session is designed for entrepreneurs who need guidance on various legal aspects of their business. This session will include a presentation from the Akron Seed Clinic, followed by audience questions from 10 to 11 a.m. One-on-one advising will also be available from 11 to 12. This event is happening on Wednesday, February 19th at the DI Hub in room 247. Visit the LaunchNet website to sign up. Don't miss your chance to get your legal questions answered.
Awesome. Cool. And Beauty Case is the business you presented at the Brinzo Center's idea pitch
yes,
last
Beauty
semester,
Case.
Right?
Yeah.
Beauty Case, sorry.
No, you're good.
So how was that? How did it feel placing in the competition? How has it impacted your business?
Yeah, so like actually, let's go back to, like, the application process.
Okay.
I was kind of struggling because I really didn't want to, like, put, like, my businesses that I have already done on, like, the application. I mm-hmm. wanted to, like, do a business that, like, is not thought of or something, like an idea, because that's what the idea pitch is. It's just an idea that you have. I mean, you can do your existing business, but it's good to see something, like, new and fresh and innovative. Mm-hmm. So I was actually talking to my mom, and she was telling me how, well, if she was a makeup artist, she would love to, like, she would love to teach other people how to do their makeup. And I was like, wait, that's a really cool idea, because a lot of makeup artists, they just want you to go to them. They don't really want to teach you how to apply certain things on your face. So my mom was telling me, she was like, yeah, I think that you should make, like, a makeup kit that is, like, designed to teach women how to apply makeup. And then that's when I got it. So then I'm like, she came up with it. And then, like, I came up with, like, what to put in, like, the boxes on the application and everything like that. So, so basically, I filled the application out and everything, and I didn't think it was going to, like, really get in, because, I mean, at the time, it was a really good idea, but I didn't know how good of an idea it really was until, like, I made it to, like, the semifinals, and then, like, they told me, they're like, I don't have, like, when I made the semifinals and I pitched my idea, like, they told me that they didn't have, like, any, like, questions, and, like, I answered all their questions, and I was like, oh, my God, maybe this is, like, really good. That's when I knew. I'm like, wait, this is really good, because, like, they didn't have any questions. Like, I answered all their questions, and it was just, it was just great.
Yeah, I think that's not just the idea. That's your pitch as well.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. And I think by now, you're kind of, like, a pitching veteran. You've been in some of these competitions before.
Yeah.
So what advice do you have for students and business owners who might want to compete in these pitch competitions?
Yeah, so the advice that I have for, like, people who want to pitch in these competitions, I would say, honestly, don't, like, stress yourself out. If you know you have a good idea, then you have a great idea. So I would say just push forward and push through, and to be positive, because me personally, sometimes I'm not, like, always positive all the time on myself. Don't be so hard on yourself. Be positive. Stay positive. And basically, you'll win. Even if you don't win in the competition, like, you'll still win. Because you're still a winner, because you did something that most people can't do. Some people have stage fright. Some people are, like, they just can't do it, you know? Mm-hmm. And for you to, like, fill out the application, make it to the semifinals, or even make it to the finals, like, anything that you do, like, that is great. Like, just stick with that, mm-hmm. and you'll be a winner. And, you know, you can do more competitions. You can do things that you never thought that you could.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know Caitlin and I were sitting next to each other during the competition mm-hmm. last fall.
Yes.
And, like, we've seen your journey from the beginning of, like, having meetings with you, seeing you practice all your different pitches, your different ideas, and kind of the process you've gone through with all that.
Yeah.
So when they announced your name, we were just like, oh, my God. Like, it was so excited.
Yeah.
Because it's very cool to see all the progression you've made, all the success you've had.
I honestly didn't expect it. Like, I was like, oh, my mm-hmm. God, did I read too fast? Like, was I going too, like, slow, or was I going too fast? Like, I had so many thoughts racing in my mind. I'm like, oh, I don't know if I won, you know. And I was just like, it's okay, because I think I did a good job. Like, I made it this far, so it is okay. But honestly, though, like, I feel like I did great. Like, I did great.
You did, yeah.
You know, like, I placed second place prize. Like last year when I did it, I didn't win anything. But this time I won something. So, like, for me to keep going and persevering through, like, that's the message I want to get across today. Like, I just want everybody to know, like, just keep persevering through, because you might not make it the first time. You might not make it the second time. But it doesn't matter if you make it or not. You're still a winner. That's just what I want to, like, get the point across.
Yeah.
So.
I think we just found our little Instagram reel.
Oh, right, we there. So did. That was, like, perfect. Oh,
crush it. Okay. So with all the different businesses you've taken on, you've kind of transitioned from being the service industry as a makeup artist into now you even sold apparel at one point.
Yeah.
And now you're looking at selling these beauty case, like, kits and lessons to people, which a little bit is a mix of product and service. So
yeah.
How was that? Why did you decide on those changes? How did you navigate those transitions?
Yeah, actually, I'm going to be honest. I never wanted more than one business. Like, that was never the plan. Like, I've never wanted more than one business. I used to want everything to be under one bubble. Like, I've never wanted anything to be more than, like, oh, my God, here's a business right here. Here's a business right here. Here's a business over here. Like, I never wanted that. But, you know, honestly, like, having Marissa's Wishes or having Minx by Marissa, and even now having Beauty Case, like, to have different businesses is, like, great, because they're kind of still all under one. Like, they're all beauty. Like, mm-hmm. everything is mm-hmm. beauty. Like, Marissa's Wishes is a makeup artistry company. You know, that's beauty. Minx is a lash brand. That's beauty. Beauty Case is a makeup brand. So, basically, like, just, like, pivoting through all of those got, like, gave me a sense of, like, I will say, like, clarification, because, like, it helps me, like, just pull through and to, like, see, like, hey, like, you could do more than one thing at a time. So, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, what was the other part of the question again? I'm sorry.
No, you're good. I guess, why did you want to do those different businesses? Like, why the change and the shift from...
Yeah, but, yeah, I would say because, like, just, like I said, like, having under one business would mm-hmm. not, like, it would not just work under one. Because, like, makeup artistry, being a makeup artist is different from having your own lashes, which is, like, a product. You know, Makeup Marissa's Wishes is a service business. And even, like, with a subscription, like, the beauty case or having, like, a makeup kit, like, that's a makeup kit in itself with tutorials that will, like, teach you how to apply makeup. So, just, like, having, like, those different, like, aspects is, like, I guess because, like, they're all in one, but they're not. So, mm-hmm. it's, like, it's kind of, like, I don't know, like, it's just, I don't know, like, because, like, you can't do one without the other, but at the same time, like, they're just different.
Yeah. Okay. So, they're all active, like, businesses that you're still pursuing.
Yeah.
Cool. Mm-hmm. So, a question we like to ask pretty frequently on here, what's the biggest challenge that you faced as an entrepreneur?
Okay, I'm going to be realistic and I'm going to say what it is, but honestly, like seeing like sales or like, mm-hmm. Like some sales, like my sales aren't like the best at times, like selling like my lashes doesn't like, it's not easy like mm-hmm. to sell lashes or like to promote it. Like I promoted heavily on my like Instagram, but like I only sold like 2 lashes, and I had this product out since like October. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Last October, I had this product out, and I only sold 2 lashes, to be honest. But I'm going to continue with it because Minx by Marissa and Beauty Case, like, go together. And, like, also another challenge with, like, Marissa's Wishes is, like, not getting, like, clients, like, coming, like, more frequently or coming, like, every other week. They're only coming, like, once a month, and that kind of sucks because it's, like, well, this business has been, in creation for, like, 2 years now, and I haven't mm-hmm. really had, like, a lot of people come in for it. Well, I'm lying. I did have a lot of people come, and I've had over 50 clients, but, like, coming in, like, more frequently, that's mm-hmm. what I don't have. So, like, the challenge would be, like, getting more freaking clients, trying to get sales in my lashes, and, like, I'm kind of scared to bring out Beauty Case in a sense because I don't know how many people are going to buy it, even though I get people that say that they will buy it, mm-hmm. but then when the product actually comes out, there's, like, no sales.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's, like, a big challenge for me.
Yeah. And how, I guess, are you navigating that? How would you like to work through that in the future?
You know what? So in my Entrepreneurial Experience 2 class, I've been working with Mary. I don't know if you guys know Professor Mary. Mm-hmm. But
of course, yeah.
Yes. I've been working with her, and she's actually, for the whole class, she's going to give us the option of using her entrepreneurial marketing students to market our businesses. So a lot of us have said in the class that we want our business market, and I definitely want my business market better because I feel like if more people knew about me, and if these group of girls or these group of team members can help me with my business, then I feel like I will attract more people, maybe get more followers, mm-hmm. get more attraction on my Instagram, and maybe one day do a TikTok video and get traction on there, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's what I'm thinking. So I'm hoping that, like, this entrepreneurial marketing team that I'm going to, well, that I'm creating, well, that we're having with Mary, I'm sorry, that we're having with Mary, I think that's really going to be, like, a really big thing. And I think that can, like, get more attraction and probably get more customers and sales coming my way.
Yeah, for sure. They can even help with, like, research, trying to, like, pin down who exactly is your customer profile that you can target.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Nice. So with all these businesses that you have now, what's the overall goal? What would you like to achieve?
you want to know something? So yes. I don't really want to like tell like Mary, I don't really want to tell her like, hey, I'm going to get a job after graduation. I'm going to do my businesses on the side. But honestly, the main goal is to like do my businesses full time. Like, okay. I really want to like, you know, do Marissa's Wishes full time, do Minks by Marissa full time, and Beauty Case. Like, I want to get like my money coming in through three of those different like avenues and ventures. Mm-hmm. So yeah, but I'm gonna get a job after graduation and hopefully like fund my businesses more, post more on TikTok, post more on Instagram, that way that I can do it full time.
Yeah. So, yeah. And honestly, like, that's the reality for a lot of entrepreneurship mm-hmm. yeah. students after they graduate. And there's no shame in that.
Yeah, there's yeah. nothing wrong with that.
Because it's really that small percentage that goes on to do their business full time. But a lot of it is bootstrapping and, you know, just being an entrepreneur 24/7 and using all your free time. And so yeah. I think that's really admirable.
Do you have a crafting business? Have you always wanted to start one? Join us for Craftrepreneur Day on Friday, February 28th from 1 to 4 p.m. in room 240 of the DI Hub. Here, you'll learn the basics of branding, marketing, and pricing your crafted products. You'll also have the opportunity to make your own custom tote bag and network with other Kent State craftrepreneurs. More details and a sign-up form are available on the LaunchNet KSU website. We can't wait to craft with you.
Yeah, so that's the one thing. But I don't really like to tell many people because I know that we're supposed to do our businesses, like, mm-hmm. after graduation and things like that, which I'm still going to do my business. Like, I'm not giving up on it. It's just that it just won't be, like, a main, like, thing. It'll probably be, like, part-time, and then, like, I'll be working a job, like, full-time. So,
yeah.
I think, like Caitlin said, that is a common reality, and I think it's good for our listeners and other students to hear that. It's okay if you're not doing it full-time right out of college.
Right.
Like, it's something that you need to build up and take time with. And you're going to be growing your professionalism and learning more through a full-time position as well. So definitely. I think it's all going to work out and contribute to your businesses at the end.
Yeah, definitely. And, like, the jobs that I've been looking for is, like, marketing jobs because mm-hmm. I want to know how to, like, apply that to my businesses and, mm-hmm. like, learn how to market my own businesses and things like that. So I just feel like you said, like, I think that that'll work very good for me.
Yeah.
And it would definitely, like, pivot my career and move it forward, so.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so this is our last serious question, as we like to call them. And, again, we ask this to pretty much everybody. How would you describe an entrepreneur?
That's a good question. So I'm going to think about this. Hold on.
Take your time.
Okay. I would describe entrepreneur someone who is, like, motivated and not only, like, motivated in getting, like, their business to, like, move forward, but motivated in getting others to, like, move in, like, a positive direction. I would say it like this, because when you're an entrepreneur, sometimes you want to have, like, employees, and you want employees, and you also want, like, someone to learn something about your business, because you want your business to stick out. Mm-hmm. So I feel like entrepreneur is, like, you say entrepreneurship or entrepreneur?
Entrepreneur.
Entrepreneur is someone who wants to move or pivot someone to move forward, mm-hmm. because they want to teach you something. Like, a lot of people who are entrepreneurs, they have an idea that is innovative, that is not thought of and has never been around. Mm-hmm. So basically, like, since they have this idea that has never been around, they're trying to teach you something. Like, they want you to learn, like, what it is that you might not know. Like, you might not have thought of this idea, or you might think of something else off of that person's idea. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. I just feel like it's about, like, motivating others to move forward.
That's interesting. Yeah. I feel like we've never gotten that answer before.
I was just about to say that. I'm like, someone fact check me, but I think that's the first time we've heard that perspective on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Very true, though.
This is why we have this question.
Yeah.
It's so cool to see what everyone thinks. Okay. Into our fun, silly little rapid fire questions.
Okay.
And please keep in mind, they don't have to be super short answers just because it's rapid fire.
Okay.
Expand as much as you would like.
Okay.
Okay. Number one. Sephora or Ulta?
Yeah, I'm an expensive girly, so I'm going to say Sephora.
Fair enough. Okay, so you're from Cleveland, right? Mm-hmm. So what's your favorite Cleveland restaurant?
Okay, this is going to be like kind of like cliche because it's very like popular, but like I just love Red Lobster. Like I know that like I know that it is popular and I know that everybody like goes there, but like I love Red Lobster. Like Red Lobster is so good. Like we're actually going to Red Lobster next week with my mom and my little brother. We're going to Red Lobster because I love Red Lobster. Like Red Lobster is so good. Like I'm like a seafood, like seafood is my favorite place to go, so favorite thing to eat. Uh-huh. And I'm a seafood girly, so like I love Red Lobster. So
what are your thoughts on their little cheddar biscuits?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. They're the best biscuits ever. I used to work at, well, I still work there, but I worked at, like, Bonefish Grill mm-hmm. and back in Cleveland. Mm-hmm. And we have, like, bread. And, like, I'll just be eating, like, all this bread. And, like, it's not even as good as, like, the Cheddar Bay biscuits, but I'll be imagining that that is what it is. But it's not as good. I just get hungry on my shift. So I just, like, start eating bread. But... yeah, I imagine that they're the Cheddar Bay biscuits. They're not, so.
Yeah, it's okay. Trick the mind.
Yeah.
We're there with you. They're very good.
They are. So.
Okay, number three. What is your favorite mascara?
Ooh, okay. I think this was the, can we cuss on here? Or like, are we, we're not allowed
we
to cuss.
We can bleep it if you do.
Okay, but. Yeah, because, yeah. You know what? I'm gonna like, say it wordly. Anyways, so like, it was a Too Faced, the Gina.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's what it's called. Mascara. It's Ooh. Really good. It's from like Sephora. It's really good. Or was it called the bad word? And then girl. It was one of them. It was either Gina or girl. Okay. It was one of them. But it's like really good. I got it for Christmas one year. It was so good. Oh, and then NARS. I'm sorry. This is bad. NARS has like a really good mascara too. I don't want to say the name, but yeah, NARS has a really good mascara too.
I feel like I know which ones you're talking about. Yeah, so yeah, I get it.
I don't know the NARS mascara. You guys will have to tell me after.
Yeah,
do you know what their blush is called?
Yeah,
their famous blush.
I do.
Like
there's a mascara after it too.
Well, it's like the similar, like,
oh, okay.
Yeah, those are very good because like when I get like the cheaper mascaras, they like itch my eyes. Like I have one like it right now and it might itch. But, like, the cheaper mascaras itch my eyes. But then when I get, like, the NARS or the Too Faced mascaras, like, they don't itch and they stay on long. And my lashes look so long and beautiful. And I just love it. I'm like, oh, my God. Like, we should have, like, these types of mascaras, like, all the time. But, yeah.
Makes sense for the lash business.
Yeah.
NARS and Too Faced. Take notes.
Yes. Great businesses.
Okay. So I know you already have three businesses, but if you had to start a brand new one today, what would it be?
That's a good one. You know, honestly, this is like not beauty related or anything like that, but like I've always been into like journalism because I'm like a very like, I wouldn't say stalker, but like I'm very good at like I'm very good at like looking up people and like knowing like about their lives, and I can remember it in my head. So honestly, I will start like a business where like I either interview celebrities, or like maybe I'll have like a YouTube channel or something. Like I don't know, like if it would be like interviewing celebrities on like a YouTube channel, or like maybe on like TV or something. But I don't know if that's really like a business. I guess it is, but
well,
it could be a venture.
Okay,
content creation. Yeah.
Yeah. So like that's probably what I would do. Something like in that field, like interviewing celebrities or like talking about celebrities and things like that, and like posting it about it. That's what I would do.
Interesting.
I feel like you have the personality for that.
Yeah.
Okay, next one. What makeup artists inspire you?
Okay, that's a good one. Because there's so many, like, when I was, like, getting started in makeup, I used to, like, look up different, like, makeup artists on, like, YouTube. Like, Kim Kardashian's makeup artist, like, Makeup by Mario.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, Makeup by Ariel, which is Kylie Jenner's makeup artist. So, like, you know what? I'll probably say, like, Makeup by Mario.
Okay.
Because, like, I think he was, like, one of, like, the first ones that, like, I looked up and, like, I really like. Because I love how he does, like, Kim Kardashian's makeup. Her makeup looks phenomenal. Like, I love her makeup. Her makeup looks really good. But, yeah, probably Kylie Jenner. Hers look good, too. But, like, probably Makeup by Mario. He's, like, one of the OGs. So.
Yeah, definitely.
His products are really good, too.
Yeah. I haven't used them yet.
You need to.
Really?
Yeah, I use the blush. I've heard good things about the contour as well, but quality products.
Okay, yeah, I definitely got to get into it. My mom was actually going to get it for me over Christmas and everything, but, like, it was, like, sold out. Like, his line was, like, sold out, his eyeshadow palette and stuff, so.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. So I want to say all of last year, we kind of noticed in the office you had a bit of a catchphrase. Do you have any new catchphrases?
You know what? That's crazy. No, because you know where actually like these catchphrases like stem from?
Hmm.
When I was in high school and my mom, she would like do my hair and like I'll go get like my nails done. Like I would feel so pretty. So I'm like, oh my God, I'm the sexiest thing alive has arrived. You know, I would just like look like that. Or, I look a hot mess. Or like just little stuff like that. Or like, I'll be like, oh my God, like that's all right looking. Like I would just like say like, I would just say little things, but no, like I don't have like a new catchphrase. Cause like now that I'm in college, I don't like, I wouldn't say I don't put like too much effort in how I look, but like I really don't like put that much effort in how
you probably
I look.
Don't have time.
Yeah, like yeah, yeah like,
three businesses.
Yeah. Yeah, and then like I have like classes and things yeah. like that, and I have like other work I have to do. So I'm like, you know, I don't have time to be beautiful and look cute. So no, I
no,
don't.
No, you still do. Don't worry.
I guess, but like I don't really have like any like more catchphrases, but I know I should make some more because that would be great to put on like a cup or something or put it.
Yeah, I would love to hear more catchphrases from you because I remember when you first started coming into the office. And Zach and I still joke about this because you would always say, I'm dead.
Yeah, I'm dead. Yeah. Like, I still say that. I'm dead. Yeah, I still say that because, you know, like, you know, some things are, like, funny. And then, like, when it's funny to me, I'm like, oh, my God, I'm dead. Like,
yeah.
It's just, like, I don't know. Like, it's just something that, like, people say, like, especially, like, in Cleveland, like, they mm-hmm. say that. So that's yeah. where I got
we
it
We love
from.
Referencing that.
Yeah.
So thank you
classic.
For giving yeah. us that.
Yes, yes.
So that's all the rapid fire and serious questions we had. Okay. Is there anything you wanted to shout out, your different businesses or where you want to direct people to connect with you?
Yeah. So,
all right, guys, quick interjection here. We have an exciting brand update from Marissa. Her new brand name is Pretty Shades by Riss. Her updated accounts and website will be linked in the description. So make sure to check those out. Okay. Back to the episode.
Okay.
Yes. And then like everything is on there. Like Minks by Marissa is on there. My clients are on there. And then Beauty Case will be on there as well. I know that I should make a separate like Instagram for like Beauty Case. I get it, but I'm not going to. Not for right now because it took me forever to make a separate business page for Marissa's Wishes, and mm-hmm. I finally did that. So yeah. Once I get see like how popular Beauty Case will be, or maybe how popular Minks by Marissa will be, I might make a separate business account. But for right now, it's all on the same one. Okay. So that's where you guys can find me at. I also have a YouTube channel for Beauty Case. It's just mm-hmm. Beauty Case is spelled like BEAUTICASE, which is case. Mm-hmm. But yeah, at Beauty Case on YouTube, that's where you guys can find me for Beauty Case if you're interested in that. And yeah, pretty much that's it.
Perfect.
Awesome.
Thank you so much, Marissa.
Thank you guys for having me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, this was such a good conversation.
Yes, it really was. I think I did better than I thought I was going to do, so.
You got to take that advice that you were giving the listeners earlier.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Well, thank you. And anyways, guys, let's get after it. Okay, we're done. Yay.